So I think we'll continue on and maybe go to the committee reports, if that's all right with everyone. Maybe we'll go to the first committee, the hospital. I turn to Tim Courts to lead us through a report from your committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for the opportunity to speak on behalf of the hospital committee. We met yesterday afternoon. Present included Trustees Carroll, Trustee Kahn, Trustee Tortolero, and numerous guests. I would like to personally and publicly thank all who attended and participated, and especially thank those who presented yesterday. I will try to briefly summarize the salient points of our meeting. Initially, we discussed our standard agenda items, first being financial, presented by our CFO, Mr. Devoney, and Dean Flaherty. For first quarter fiscal 2011, the hospital remains in the black financially, but revenue is less than expected, mainly due to a decrease in the inpatient census. The clinical area that seems to be most affected is obstetrics, especially high-risk OB. Our referrals for high-risk are down due to competitors establishing similar practices. This in turn then decreases our census in our neonatal ICU, which in the current medical economic climate is a favorable source of revenue. Outpatient services remain strong, however, and we continue to expand into ancillary services such as radiation oncology and our telehealth capabilities, most recently with the Illinois Department of Corrections. Next on the agenda was a discussion of construction projects by our COO, Mr. Loffing. You will probably recall last winter we had a problem with the steam generating plant falling offline for a short time, which resulted in a citation from the Illinois Department of Public Health. We learned yesterday that the repairs for this problem probably will require a significantly higher dollar amount than originally expected, as we will probably need two independent sources of fuel for the boiler. Given the safety issues at stake, however, I see no way around obtaining this redundancy. On another topic, our hospital renovation plan, given its extent, has required us to apply for a certificate of need before we can commence work. That application has been submitted, and we expect a ruling on that in February 2011. Everything is right on schedule for that, and bidding for items in the project could begin as early as March 2011. Definitely the highlight and best news of the meeting was the presentation by Mr. DiNardo regarding the recent $12 million federal grant awarded for assistance in construction of the new Mile Square Clinic. A little background, the existing clinic on Damon and Washington, which is north of here, was established, I believe, in the 60s and is now in a dilapidated state. In addition, the poor and indigent populations that the clinic was established to serve have in a large part moved away from that area. This new grant will help to allow us to build a new 46,000 square foot facility about two blocks southeast of here, of our present location. This is not just a win-win situation, this is a win-win-win situation. Relocating the clinic will allow us to provide health care to a much greater number of underserved patients. The proximity of the new Mile Square Clinic to our hospital will also provide these people with access to specialty care that has not been available to them previously. In addition, this gives our medical center access to a new revenue stream. Most of these visits are paid with federal dollars, and also provides us with a new large primary care population and referral base. So we have the win situation of serving more people with better secondary and tertiary care, a new revenue stream and new source of patient population for us, and thirdly, and not least important, is a consideration of the wealth of teaching and learning opportunities this affords our medical, nursing, pharmacy, and social work students, our interns, and our residents. Our final discussion in our meeting addressed one of the most important issues we will vote on today, that of proposed administrative reorganization. Obviously, the creation of the position of Vice President of Health Affairs would greatly affect our committee. Thus, I encouraged attendees to voice their opinions on this matter. From what was spoken yesterday, I feel I can safely state that there is a resounding consensus in favor of creating the office of VPHA. Many spoke in favor of having a unified voice speaking for the entire battleship, if you will, which is medicine, nursing, dentistry, public health, pharmacy, social work, allied health professions, and I apologize if I've left anyone out. The point was raised about concern of the cost of the new position. We hope the streamlining of our current assets and improvement of efficiency will more than compensate for that in dollar terms. Regardless, we feel it is best to move forward with this administrative addition. From another perspective, over the last few months, I've had the opportunity to visit all medical school campuses, Chicago, Urbana, Rockford, and Peoria. At some of the outlying campuses, I heard voiced a sense of frustration of potential opportunities unrealized due to the lack of coordination among the medical campuses. The medical sciences mission of the University of Illinois is truly a statewide endeavor. We not only have multiple medical school campuses, but also the same for nursing, pharmacy, and social work. There is a move to provide medically related services through the University of Illinois Extension offices present in many counties throughout the state. Given the above and the significant percent of the university's annual budget that is related to the health sciences, I feel the creation of VPHA is warranted. I believe it will help us to better serve the students and faculty of the University of Illinois and to better serve the citizens of our state. Thank you.
Thank you, Tim. That's very, very thoughtful. Appreciate the feedback on all areas and the effort that you've made to visit all of the campuses.
Thank you.
Create a personal relationship with so many people to provide us a great source of feedback. Are there any questions? Pretty good.
All right.
Thank you.
Good deal. No questions.
Maybe we go to the next committee, which would be Academic and Student Affairs. And Karen, you wouldn't mind reporting that.
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We met yesterday afternoon, right after the hospital committee met. The topic of our meeting yesterday was on recruitment at the three campuses. To begin the presentation, we were given an overview by Michael Tanner on who our prospective students are. He concentrated on high school grads, transfer students, and who is in our pipeline to come to the University of Illinois. Then we went into three presentations, one from each campus, on recruiting, their recruiting efforts at each campus and how they go about it. We were impressed by the variety and the earnestness of the efforts to recruit students, and we learned that we're really making efforts to ensure that our campuses continue to grow both in numbers and in diversity and quality of students. So I think that was of great interest to all of us. We also received information about this fall's enrollment at each of the campuses. And at our January meeting, this will be our topic of discussion. We feel it's very important that we give all of our community here at the University of Illinois a report on the progress of our admissions reform, and that will be done at the January meeting. So I would certainly like to thank our presenters, certainly Michael Tanner and Harry Berman from the Springfield campus, Richard Wheeler from Urbana. Thank you very much. So then Walter gave us the same presentation that we all saw this morning on tuition and affordability. So I'd like to thank not only the presenters, but also the many, many staff people who prepare for all these presentations. I know it. At our committee, we delve into a lot of issues. We have lots of slide presentations, and I know it takes many, many staff people not only to do the presentations, but mostly to prepare for them also. Since everyone on the board is a member of our committee, with the exception of the executive committee, who we know is up on everything that goes on, unless there are questions, I think that does justice to our committee's report.
I have one question. I didn't know whether maybe somebody who works with one of the chancellors might answer, but I read about these seven kids, I guess, at Stevenson High School, who each scored a perfect score on their ACTs. And I wondered what our process is for targeting those highly achieving students and how that occurs today.
Right. Michael, can you?
I don't know how we would identify those in our process. I'm afraid I can't inform you on that.
We do buy the ACT information in certain categories and then contact students that are high-performing students. And I think that was mentioned at the superficial level yesterday. But we do attempt to get information and recruiting materials into the hands of top students.
And what is the nature of that contact?
Dr. Wheeler might want to respond, but I think it's in a sense impersonal. It's materials rather than an individual follow-up. And again, I think if I may, and often these individual colleges will have strategies for recruiting within different categories of students, and those are implemented at that level then, rather than through the general process.
I was going to mention that one of the things I talked about was personal visits by admissions counselors, and a lot depends on the relationship between the admissions counselor that we have and the high school guidance counselor.
To follow up on that, I think it was reported yesterday that our campus made 150 or 170 high school visits, so we're out there in that way as well.
There was a tremendous fall off this year, particularly among African-American males in Chicago public schools who were accepted into one of the U of I institutions but did not enroll. And was that issue addressed at all?
Somewhat. One of the topics that came out was the fact that we're identifying race and ethnicity in a different manner than we have in the past, and that may account for some of that drop-off. In other words, they may be in other categories at this point.